From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Conti. The MU School of Medicine was awarded nearly $5 million in grant money to enhance existing medical programs in rural Missouri, according to a Columbia, Missourian report. The school received two grants from the U.S. Health Resources and Services Administration, which will fund programs designed to address the doctor shortages in rural parts of the state. A Missouri Hospital Association study released in 2018 predicted there will be a shortage of up to 49,000 primary care doctors in Missouri by 2030 because of an increase in the demand due to an aging population. The report also stated there are only 56 primary care doctors for every 100,000 rural Missouri residents, compared to 139 doctors for every 100,000 urban residents. A federal judge has ordered Anheuser-Busch to stop using packaging that implies Miller Coors Light beers contain corn syrup. U.S. District Judge William Conley granted a preliminary injunction sought by Miller Coors. Bud Light's packaging says no corn syrup in bold letters. Miller Coors sued its rival in March, saying Anheuser-Busch has spent as much as $30 million on what they say is a false and misleading campaign. Miller Coors uses corn syrup in the brewing process for Miller Lite and Coors Light, while Bud Light uses rice. Healthcare for Missouri is a new group gathering signatures to let Missouri voters decide whether to expand the state's Medicaid program. Claire Kidwell has this.
When the U.S. Supreme Court ruled on Obamacare, the justices kept most of the Affordable Care Act, but they left one part optional for each state to decide: whether to expand Medicaid to include more people. Medicaid is the government health insurance program for the poor and disabled. So far, Missouri's Republican-led legislature has not expanded the program in the Show Me State, even though the federal government would pay for the majority of the cost. Now, as the 2020 election gets closer, groups like Healthcare for Missouri are organizing to gather signatures to take Medicaid expansion to Missouri voters. Rebecca Johnston, the group's grassroots organizer in Springfield, says Missouri's income eligibility levels for Medicaid are extremely low.
A single parent with one kid cannot earn more than $381 a month and qualify for Medicaid. So we really want to raise that eligibility so it's more attainable for folks to get the health care that they need.
Johnston says even though she's based in a Republican-heavy corner of the state, she's optimistic. She plans to spread the message on how expanding Medicaid would help area hospitals, and she says she'll tell personal stories of people whose lives would improve. The new group has joined hands with the group Missouri Healthcare for All in a coalition, and they are seeking at least 172,000 signatures to get this issue on the ballot. I'm Claire Kidwell.
I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.